What I want to share with you right now is, you know, Jesus sometimes would commend people, like he told Peter, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, because my Father in heaven gave you revelation." That's another thing I've longed for, revelation from heaven. It's a great thing to get commendation from Jesus. Seek for that more than the commendation of elders or the commendation of men or women. The commendation of Jesus. Here is an amazing commendation that Jesus gave to a non-Jew, to a Roman soldier. And remember, these Roman soldiers had fought in many battles and killed many people. A man who knew nothing about the Bible, who knew zero about the Old Covenant, who knew nothing about Moses, but he had a respect for God. He had a respect for the Jewish God, whom he did not know. And when he heard about Jesus, he had a great respect for him. And one day we read, he was a centurion, means he was a... Matthew chapter 8, verse 5. A centurion means a man who had 100 soldiers under him. He was a man with some authority, some type of captain of 100 soldiers. And he came to Jesus and said, "Lord," he calls him Lord. It's amazing. The Roman captain would not usually call anybody Lord. He had a respect for Jesus Christ. He said, "My servant is lying paralyzed at home, fearfully tormented." And Jesus said, "I will come and heal him." Why did he come to Jesus? Because he had heard Jesus had the power to heal. And he had faith that Jesus could heal his sick servant. Now, this is a servant. You see, I know most military people, they don't care much for their servants. They may care for their fellow soldiers or someone like that, but a servant, it's like a slave. Very few people care for their slaves. And when a slave is sick, to walk a long distance to go and find Jesus to come and heal your slave, I mean, really, he's got some humility this man must have had to go and ask Jesus, to find where Jesus, go walk all that distance, I don't know how many miles, in order to ask him to come and heal his servant. And it says here, he implored him. Don't miss one word in it. Implored. He didn't just ask. He didn't ask casually. In other words, he pleaded with him. Implore is a very strong English word, which means he pleaded with Jesus, "Please come and heal my servant who is paralyzed at home and he's tormented." And Jesus said, "I will come and heal him," verse 7. And now listen to the centurion's reply, "Lord," again the word Lord, "I am not worthy for you to come under my roof." How would you feel if Jesus said to you, "I'm going to come to your house"? You say, sure, Lord, come. But not this centurion. He said, "My house is not worthy to have a holy person like you to come there." Do you feel your house is worthy? Or do you have the spirit of the centurion? This centurion got so much from the Lord because of his humility. You know, sometimes just because we have accepted Christ as our Savior, we think all of heaven belongs to us, and we hear preaching like that from the charismatics. Everything is yours, and this, that, and the other, and I'm seated with Christ in the heavenly places. And we begin to think that we are very important people. And that's why we miss out on so much in the Christian life. This centurion said, "I'm not fit, Lord. My home is not worthy for you to come there." I don't know whether you feel that way yourself. "I'm not worthy." You know, once Jesus said, "When you have done everything that you have been commanded." Maybe I should show you that verse. We'll come back to Matthew 8. Luke 17. Jesus said, In verse 10, Luke 17:10, please remember this verse all your life. There are some important verses in the Bible that Christians must remember all their lives. Luke 17:10 is one of them. When you have done every single thing that you've been commanded, anybody who has done every single thing that the Lord has commanded? When you have done everything the Lord has commanded, then you get a certificate. You get a title. The title is unworthy slave. When do you get it? When you have done every single thing the Lord has commanded, then you get the certificate. You are an unworthy slave. I've only done what I should have done. I haven't done anything extra. That's a very important verse. I would encourage all of you to keep it in mind always, because very often we do something for the Lord and our head gets swollen saying, oh, I did something. Or we brought somebody to Christ and all of a sudden our head gets swollen. Dear brothers and sisters, that's why we do not grow spiritually. That's why year after year after year we are defeated Christians. That's why year after year after year we are in the same spiritual level. Because one little thing we do for the Lord and it swells our head. Please remember this verse. When you have done everything the Lord has commanded you, then you become an unworthy slave. I'll tell you, it will really humble you if you take it seriously. So, this man had that spirit even though he never heard that verse. He said, I'm not fit for you to come to my roof, under my roof. But, back to Matthew chapter 8 verse 8, Lord, you don't have to come to my house. I'm not worthy to have you in my house. But you can stand right here and speak the word, and the paralysis in my servant who is 10 miles away will go. Will go like that. I know that. And I said, and he says, I'll tell you, I know my servant will be healed if you just stand here and say a word. That word will have power 10 miles away from where my house is. His paralysis will go that moment. His torment will disappear in that moment. And he says, Lord, I'll tell you why I know that. I am a man under authority. He was a centurion. He had a major or a colonel or someone over him. And he says, I have 100 soldiers under me. And when I say to a soldier, go. He doesn't say, wait, sir. There's no such thing as wait, sir, in the military. You'll be in prison the next moment. I know that. I've been in the military and I know. And I say to another, come. He comes immediately. To another, I say, do this. He doesn't wait, he does it. He drops what he's doing and he does it. This is how it is in the military, in every country in the world. They teach you to act immediately on a command. That's why they do so much of military drill in the parade grounds. When you say left turn, you can't wait a second, you got to turn left. When you say right turn, you got to turn right. I remember, you know, there was a certain a country, it was in England some years ago during the war, they were selecting some people to be commandos. Commandos are the most highly trained people to go into the enemy camp and fight for the enemy and blow up the enemy's equipment and things like that. And one training, one part of that, not the only one, but one part of that training was all these soldiers were asked to, they were, you know, quick march. When you get a word quick march, you march, march, march until you hear the word halt. You don't stop. So they were taken to a boat jetty, you know, a long pier that was jetty that was sticking out into the sea. And they were asked to march on it. And quick march, and they left, and they marched, march, 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 march. When they came to the end of that jetty, and it was the sea in front of them, those who had some common sense stopped. And 5 of 10 of them kept marching. those 5 or 10 were selected to be commandos. That when you're in the military, you don't use your common sense. You just obey orders. Whether there's a water in front of you or a sea in front of you, you just keep marching. I've never forgotten that. I heard that story when I was a young man in the military. That is obedience. I wish the Lord had people like that in His army, who so eager to obey that they do not lean upon their own wisdom. The Bible says, don't lean upon your own wisdom. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and don't lean upon your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, and He will direct your paths. The people who obey like that, who obey the Lord like that, without questioning, are the ones who accomplish the most for the Lord in this life. Who, when the Lord says something, they do it.